Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bigley and Marotta Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware. That's how we do the award show. We do it on Mondays. It's brought to you by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize, home of the Bickley and Marotta Revolution, proud nutrition partner of the Phoenix Suns.
Indeed. My first award, Vinny, is the Much Respect Award, and I'm giving it to Jose Maria Olazabal, who at age 58 not only finished the Masters, but tied with Jon Rahm for 45th place.
The defending champion.
And yesterday on number 13, threw his back out something fierce and never brought it up to the media. Wouldn't have known about it except for his playing partner, Camilo Villegas, said, "You guys will not believe what happened out there in our group today." And then told the story of how he was dealing with Eddie, still found a way to finish and didn't bring it up once afterwards.
That's remarkable. It is. He doesn't play that much competitive golf either, does he?
No.
At this point?
No.
But he's got that exemption.
Mm-hmm.
So he plays the Masters.
That's right.
And as somebody who is, I mean, Thanksgiving week last year, I threw my back out getting up out of bed. And I was a disaster for a week. It was awful. I couldn't even imagine attempting to swing a golf club once.
Yeah.
He went through five more holes of golf.
Yes, he did. Crazy.
That dude is a stud.
Yes.
Or,
indeed,
as I should say for Jose Maria Olazabal, he's a thud. A stud.
A thud. Stud.
My first award is the Building a House One Brick at a Time Award, and I'm giving it to Delano Banton of the Portland Trailblazers. Did you see what he did on the last game of the season, Bick? New NBA record.
Uh-oh.
Took 15 three-pointers and missed them all.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow!
15, the previous NBA record was held by three players at 0 for 12. Justin Anderson of the Nets in 2020 did it. Brooke Lopez of the Bucks did it in 2018. And Eric Gordon, when he was a member of the Houston Rockets, went 0 for 12. But he blew right past that record. 0 for 15 for the three-point range in one game.
For Delano Banton?
Your Portland Trailblazers,
wow,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. What a crew.
What a crew is right. My first award is the Seeds of Doubt Award. And it goes to the Suns and the Timberwolves series, because I've now checked multiple betting websites, and on all of them, the Suns are favored to win the series despite being the sixth seed, despite having seven less wins than the Timberwolves. So even though they just snuck in there, even though they are the much lower seed, the expectations are for them to win, according to Vegas and various sports books.
Maybe this is just a season-long / three-game ploy by the Timberwolves.
Okay.
To give the Suns too much confidence.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
It's a long con.
I guess we'll find out starting Saturday. All right, this is the Justice for Arizona Award. It goes to ASU football coach Kenny Dillingham and Cardinals fans. Yesterday, the ASU football program announced that Hines Ward, a two-time Super Bowl champ with the Steelers, is joining the ASU staff as their wide receivers coach. Dillingham spoke to reporters about it over the weekend and said there was one hang-up with Hines Ward's contract that took them a couple of days to sort out. Here's Dillingham.
We were working with it for a few days, right? There was one thing in the contract that we couldn't agree upon. I told him he had to admit that there was only one toe in bounds. And he wouldn't do it, so we had to take that language out. And once we took that language out, you know, he signed and he's here.
It's pretty good.
I love Kenny.
That's excellent. My next award is the Jacket Racket Award. I'm giving it to Augusta National Golf Course. For those who don't know, if you win multiple green jackets, you don't win multiple green jackets. They keep giving you your jacket back over and over and over again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you get the jacket. It's like the Stanley Cup. You get to have it for a year, but you can't be photographed with alcohol while wearing the jacket. You have to inform the club as to any appearance you make while wearing the jacket. They have to approve it. You cannot wear the jacket with blue jeans. You have to wear it with business attire or golf attire. Yeah, it's quite something.
I had no idea.
I didn't realize that either. Yeah. You're telling me that Tiger Woods, for example, does not have a green jacket with him?
No. Once you win it once and you get the year with it, then you bring it back to the club. Now it hangs in your locker forever.
Oh, I see. What if you're a big fat guy?
Well, or if you gain weight or gain muscle. And there's a tailor on the premises. Okay, they have everything figured out there, Jared.
All right, good.
They have a plan.
I hate for John Daly to ever win again and then squeezed it into...
Can't wear it with blue jeans, man. They are strict over there.
No, they are.
My last award is the actual best story having to do with the NBA and Chicken Award. Jarrett played the soundbite earlier of Kevin Harlan.
He's the best.
Doing the play-by-play of the chicken wing being thrown on the court.
Want me to play it again?
No. Did you see the Boban Marjanovic?
Oh, it was excellent.
Boban playing for the Houston Rockets in a game, one of the games that just did not mean anything yesterday, and that's why Boban was playing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're playing the Clippers in L.A., and the Clippers have that same thing. Hey, if somebody misses two consecutive free throws on the opposing team, everybody wins chicken sandwiches. They do it at the Suns games. So Boban used to play for the Clippers. He's one of the most beloved guys in the league. He misses the first free throw. Crowd starts to make noise. They want those free chicken sandwiches. Boban basically looks at the crowd, the opposing crowd, and says, I got your back.
He starts pointing to them like this.
I got you.
Misses the second free throw on purpose.
That's fantastic. And then points up the crowd like, got you.
Do you want to hear the crowd reaction? I have it because, of course, we all decided we were going to do Boban and chicken for hardware today.
Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken? Here's your job. No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people.
There you go.
Boban is
He's
one
fantastic.
Lovable dude.
He really is. Yep. Can you imagine if he was actually good?
I know. It's a shame to guys like that.
Right.
And the final award is the actual best story about chicken award. And it goes to Conan O'Brien, who appeared on the web show Hot Ones and pretty much did it a bit for 27 minutes where he just was pretending like none of it affected him. As it went hotter and hotter, he was just rubbing the wings on his tongue. He was taking hands full of hot sauce and smearing it on his face and lips and just being a crazy loon.
I haven't watched it. I don't watch that show, but I've heard it is fantastic.
Yeah, it went really viral and stuff. So,
it is phenomenal.
If you like Conan and his nonsense, it was pretty good.
So a very chicken-flavored edition
That's
of
right,
Hardware
three big
today.
Chicken stories this week.
Brought to you by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness. By the way, you can eat chicken on Revitalize.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. Make it highly recommend. Yeah, right.